Well, let's show our youth pastor how much we love and appreciate him. We're ready to hear from him. Matthew, John, Bill!
How many of you are ready to hear the word of God tonight? Can I get a glory in the house? Where's my organ player when I need him? Whatever. Hey, next week, everybody say next week. Who knows what next week is? Thanksgiving. How many thankful people do I have in this house tonight? Yeah, tonight's going to be fun then. But next Wednesday is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, right? Right? So next Wednesday, because we're just going to do it this way, we're having youth group down the hill, and it's going to be an awesome time. Justin's going to be leading worship for us down the hill. He agreed to it without me telling him that, which is awesome. He's a cool guy. He's an awesome guy. So we're going to be meeting down the hill, and it's going to be a special time where we get together and we talk about what we're thankful for and all that good stuff. So that's next Wednesday. Hope you come out. Hope to see you there. Hope we can have a nice family time. Anybody looking forward to eating some turkey? Awesome. Who's going to be here? Did we do a small group announcement? We did? High school students, where are you? Represent. No, let's get like a high school students. Wow. That's awesome. That is awesome. So guess what I'm thinking on, guess what I'm speaking about tonight? Hmm? Turkey? The season. The reason for the season. No? I have a picture to help you out. Let's see if this picture doesn't help you. Guns. Muskets. Harvest. The title of my message tonight is Don't Be a Turkey This Thanksgiving. Actually, that's not the title of my message tonight. But maybe it should be. No, I'm going to be speaking about Thanksgiving. Yeah, Thanksgiving. You guys like Thanksgiving, right? Yeah, I love Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's a fun holiday. Right? Anybody agree with David Cook? Thanksgiving's a fun holiday. You get a week off of school, right? Yeah. Even if you're not thankful, at least you don't have to go to school, right? That's something to be thankful for. Right? Thanksgiving. So one of the let me just talk a little bit about why I like Thanksgiving. Let me just run you through my Thanksgiving Day routine. Okay? Shut up, Cassandra. All right. So why am I laying on the floor? Because I'm asleep. All right? So here's my Thanksgiving Day morning routine. I've been doing this for the last 26 years, okay? I open my eyes, and I do one of these things. Oh, today is Thanksgiving. How do I know? Because I can smell the food baking in the oven. Oh, I shouldn't have stayed up so late. Okay, so then I get up. And let's fast forward about 30 minutes, okay? And so I walk out. I stumble out. Maybe, you know what, I'm probably still in my PJs. Anybody here wear PJs? I wear the full bodysuit PJs. only during the holiday season. Okay, so it's got the bottom, it's got the feet built in. I had my grandma sew some Doc Marten boots into the bottom of my Thanksgiving outfit, or my PJs. You know, just in case I got to run outside and the house is on fire. I don't want to look silly barefoot. So I get up and I walk out into the kitchen and it smells so good. Oh, it's just the smell of everything baking, right? It's just all mixed together, and it's just that Thanksgiving smell. Anybody else have this happen in your house? I wish they would make a cologne that smelled like this because I would wear it year round. Like, you know, turkey musk or something. I don't know. And you walk out, and what's on TV on Thanksgiving? The parade, right? Football? Thanksgiving morning, what's on TV? The parade. We got the Macy's Day Parade, and you got your Spider-Man going through New York City, and you got your Bart Simpson. Who? Snoopy? Charlie Brown? Who? 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 Yeah, and then you got Woodstock. What's his name? Woodstock. Okay. I'm not feeling that. Anyway, what else? What else is your? Who else? Who else goes through the? The turkey, the big turkey. Santa Claus. Is he in the parade? He's the last one. SpongeBob, Aladdin, maybe on a magic carpet ride through the streets of New York. Who? Garfield. The Garfield's a good one. Okay, great. There's going to be a Matt Bell float this year, so watch out for that, okay? He's going to be knocking down buildings because he's whatever. No. Woodstock. So you sit down at Thanksgiving dinner, right? And you got your turkey and you got your dressing. And you got your cream corn, and you got your non-cream corn, you got your corn on the cob, you got your green beans, you got your green bean casserole, you got your maybe some fried okra, all right? You got your like six different kinds of stuffing, the stuffing that was cooked in the turkey, the stuffing that was just like not cooked in the turkey. You got your sweet potatoes, you got your sweet potato pie. Anybody have sweet potato pie with the marshmallows on top? So good. I'm still burning off last year's sweet potato pie. Then you got your pecan pie and your apple pie and your pumpkin pie and your chocolate cream pie and your coconut cream pie. And you have to, you can't not have a slice of every single one, right? I mean, you can't, I'm just going to have pecan pie this year. No, are you retarded? You load up your whole plate with a pie. It's just a big plate of pie, you know? And then you have coffee afterwards. And after you've like filled your stomach with all these things, and you lay down, and you unbuckle your pants, because this is just, I have to do that, because I won't fit inside them anymore. I'm having trouble breathing as it is, because I've eaten 10 pounds of food, 6 pounds of pie, right? Am I the only one who does this? And you lay down, and the Cowboys game is about to start, and it's like, back to sleep for like 3 hours. You wake up, look around, Cowboys are still on. Yay, or they won. It's like, maybe I'll go make myself a turkey sandwich. Right? Am I right? Maybe I'll get a little crazy and put some stuffing on there too. You know what? Got some sweet potatoes left. Let's throw that on the sandwich. Let's get some gravy on there, and you just get it, and it's just falling all over you, and it's just the gravy. Ah, I love the gravy. And then you open up the newspaper, right? Anybody else do this on Thanksgiving night? And you look at all the great deals you're going to get. You're going to go get your 20th DVD player for 69 cents down at Walmart, right? That's what we do. It's like, oh, sweet. They're selling that like automatic toilet scrubber that I always wanted. You get like 20 of them for a dollar down at Walmart this year. No, am I the only one? Oh, sweet, those headphones that sound like garbage, but they're giving them away free if you walk in the door. I'm going down there at 6 a.m., right? So you look through all that. You pick out all the stuff you're going to go do the next day. And what is, for me, Thanksgiving marks the beginning of something else. Christmas. So you get your Christmas mix going. You get your Bing Crosby going. Maybe a little fireside Christmas represent. Thanksgiving is a great holiday. It's awesome. You can even dress up if you want. Did you know that? Anybody here ever dress up for Thanksgiving? as I like to do, I went and Googled for some pictures of people who dress up on Thanksgiving, and I found some. And I think these people had some children. Oh, here they are. Yes. And I don't know why they're so much bigger than the other ones. Just kind of came out that way, and it kind of looked funny, so I said, hey, let's roll with it. And then there was this wee little man that I also found. He dressed up like a preacher. Let's see if we can get him. There he is. He's a cute little guy. So you can do this. Anybody going to dress up like this? Vanessa is. I'd like to see a picture of that if I could, please. Okay. Whatever you said. Now, those are like the best parts of Thanksgiving, right? Right? Did I leave anything out? Football? No, I covered football. God? Being thankful. I left out being thankful? How horrible. Can you imagine a Thanksgiving where you actually gave thanks? Does anybody else like family dinner go like this? You sit down, you haven't eaten anything for 2 days because you know you're going to need the extra room. And you don't eat lunch till like 3 o'clock because it takes a while to get all that food ready. But you didn't have breakfast, of course, because you don't want to spoil your... You probably haven't eaten dinner the night before. You don't want to spoil that Thanksgiving dinner. So you're hungry, right? You're really hungry. You're ready to rock. You're ready to demolish this buffet in front of you. You're ready to just attack it. And you all sit down, and finally, you know, that relative that you were all waiting on finally showed up. So finally we can eat. You know, Uncle Charlie. Okay, Uncle Charlie, where are you at? It's 3 o'clock. I'm kind of hungry, you know. Anybody else have that relative that always shows up late, so you have to wait? So finally you sit down. You're ready to just destroy this plate of food. And it's like, I think we should all go around the table and say what we're thankful for this year. And you got like 20 people there. Just like, hurry it up. I'm about to die. My food's been ready for an hour. Uncle Charlie just barely got here. Let's eat. Well, let's see, what are we thankful for? So let's start around the table. First thing, God, my family, Jesus, God, you know. Is this anybody identify with this? And we kind of rush through it. You know, the last person, poor person in the house is like, everything else has been taken. So it's, I'm thankful for... thankful for carpet so my feet aren't always cold. You know, you get all these crazy answers. But this is like the meat of Thanksgiving. Turkey's not the meat of Thanksgiving. Just grab a hold of that, will you? Tuck that one away. Turkey's not the meat of Thanksgiving. Giving thanks. What's up? Giving thanks is the meat of Thanksgiving. Now, what does the Bible have to say about giving thanks? There's a lot of reasons to be thankful. And the verse I want to share with you is the reason we should be thankful is because the Bible says to be thankful. All right? So that's in Psalms 107:1. It says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. So the first reason we need to be thankful is because the Bible tells us to be thankful. Right? That's a great reason to be thankful. But instead of me standing up here tonight and telling you 100 different reasons why you need to be thankful, I want to hear from you tonight. Okay? And everybody just got really quiet because they're afraid I'm going to call them out. Call you out? Mm-mm. But I'm not going to call anybody out tonight. This is what we're going to do. We're going to split up into groups of four. Okay? Groups of four. Pick your four. Us four, no more. All right? I'm going to give you a pen and a paper and 6 minutes to come up with three reasons or four reasons why you're thankful this year. Okay? And then you're going to pick a representative from the group to read that paper. Okay? Does everybody understand what we're doing tonight? Okay? But, hold on, there's a twist. What? The group that has the best the best four answers or whatever, the group that has the best thing, they all get a free slice of pizza afterwards, okay? So there's a little incentive, slice of pizza and a root beer, okay? So, oh, what? Okay, how about just root beer? What? No, okay. Slice of pizza and a root beer to the group that has the best answers tonight. And we have a very special panel tonight to judge your votes, and that is Stephen Lee, Jody Bell, and David Bell. They're going to judge your responses tonight. Okay? So, do you have your groups? So, okay, I'm going to give you 2 minutes to find your groups. Groups of four, all right? So go for it. Once you find your group, you need a spokesperson. You need a spokesperson. Find your spokesperson that's going to read in front of everybody. All you got to do is put your brain into it. Take your time and educate your mind. In the long run, I'm sure you'll find that if you walk the walk, you can talk the talk. But don't wait too long, because life is short. And remember, no matter what they're telling you, if you try, you can be a winner too. Is everybody in a group? Who's not in a group? Raise your hand if you're not in a group. You need one more? They need one more over here. Clayton, come on. Who needs two? Anybody else? In order to be a veteran, first you gotta be a beginner. Four. Is there only three people in your group? Hey, let's take a. It's four things. Four things, why you're thankful or what you're thankful for. It's wide open tonight. Okay. Let's get the first group. I'm going to bring up Cassandra's group right now. Right here. Come on. Yes, you are ready. You've had 15 minutes. Let's get it on. Who's the spokesperson for this group?
Team needs to come up.
Oh, all our team. I wish we would have known the rubric before we began this process, but that's okay. I'm just kidding. Okay, the first thing our group is thankful for is salvation, because we are thankful that we are saved by God's grace and will live eternally in heaven. And our verse is,
for this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience and joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
All right. So that's our first thankful thing. Secondly, we are thankful for the human race. We have the opportunity to live as God created us and experience diversity.
All right. Number three, we are thankful for the pilgrims and Indians for looking past their differences and coming together to create the special day of Thanksgiving. And fourth, we are thankful for the technology of makeup for making the world a more beautiful place to look at.
I agree. All right. That was Cassandra's group. Okay, let's get Clayton's group. So that's going to be Clayton. Come on up here and the four people in your group. Three other people. Come on. Let's go through these quick so we don't... Who's your spokesperson?
Okay, I'm Elizabeth. Okay, ours is not as good as theirs, but this is what I got. We have family. We have Jesus died on the cross for us. Starbucks. And music iPods.
Wait!
That's awesome. And we're also thankful for pie. Amen. I agree. Okay, let's get the next group behind them. Naomi's group, come on up. All four group members, let's go. Who's the spokesperson for this group? Micah, all right.
All right, what's up? I'm Micah, and I'm thankful for Monsters and rock music because they make me feel warm and fuzzy inside. Do I say the names of the people?
Sure, why not?
No?
You can if you want.
No, okay. I'm thankful that my grandmother overcame cancer and gets to spend another Thanksgiving with me. I'm thankful for John and Ruth Bell for founding Destiny Church and School. And I'm thankful for being close to my family.
All right. Yeah. All right, that was awesome. I really like that one. All right, next group, Samuel Stevens' group. Come on up, come on down.
Hi, I'm Bethany. Okay, first we have, I'm thankful that I was born and live in America because I think I'm lucky to live in what is still considered a godly nation. I'm thankful that I'm blessed and highly favored, and I'm thankful for my family and friends. I'm thankful for my salvation.
Short and sweet, just the way I like it. All right, Michelle's group. The good shepherd went after the one, but whatever. State your name, please.
We're thankful for life on earth and eternal life. We're thankful for family because God brought us ancestors and each of us is very special and will still go on. We're thankful for that God is always with us, no matter what. Like, He'll be with us, watching over us every day. And we're also thankful for my new husband, for also new life ahead of us, and the plans that God has for us each and every day.
Amen.
Awesome. How long have you been married? 6 weeks? 6 years. Okay, awesome. Great. Just making me feel really good about myself. All right. Let's bring up David Cook's group. Give him a hand.
Hello, everyone. I'm the kid with the hair. And this is our list. I am thankful for very strict parents who keep me on this, keep me straight, in line, whatever. I am thankful for can't read my own handwriting. I am thankful for my mom. I wrote this. I am thankful for my mom who lets me draw on my walls. One of us is thankful for everyone who holds us accountable. And I am thankful for his wonderful creation, God's wonderful creation.
Okay. Elizabeth's group, come on up. Come on down, I mean, or up, or whatever. Gio, your group's next, all right? So you guys get ready.
Oh, I'm thankful for the awesome things God has done in my life. I'm thankful for God waking me up every day. I'm thankful for my church family. Thankful for the salvation God gave me.
Awesome. Gio, your group, come on.
We are thankful for the strong foundation that Jesus has provided for us to be able to move forward in our life and grow as good, God-loving people. For supporting and loving friends and family, for all the love and support through all the tough times and struggles, for loving and accepting us the way we are, and for all the help provided to people in need of it, like hospitals and different centers in the area and outside of the area where we can all get help, which is all paid for. Yeah, it pretty much is. So, Gio's going to rap.
Gio?
Alright, hold up. It's 5:46 in the morning, tossing and turning, chest burning, service in my head, keep reoccurring, having visions in my head of a kid crying at the feet of the father for all the wrong things they did. Now I'm sweating in my sheets, can't sleep, my mind keeps telling me I'm 6 feet deep. Don't remind me, even though I'm still alive, I can't tell the way I'm living my life. I feel I'm going to hell, got them telling me to accept you, but I had that you had to leave the world because the world left you. They tell me to come as I am, but I smell like smoke. My whole life is full of sin because it's all I know. I used to think they had to clean up my life. Now I know I have to cling to the light. So I ask you, Lord, will you take me as I am?
That's awesome. Awesome. Why doesn't it count? Life, yeah. All right, the next group. Yeah, come on, guys. This is awesome. You guys are doing great. Everybody's doing great so far. Who's the spokesperson?
Actually, we got two of them.
All right. Warren? This is, we're going to call this Warren's group. Who's going first?
Okay, so, wow, this is loud. What we're going to do is we have our four lines, but we have a scripture that we feel that really can connect with our lines that we have here. So he's going to read it right now.
Give thanks to the Lord because he is good. His love endureth forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love continues forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. Yes. I mean, continues for it. His love continues forever.
We thank you for family fellowship. Thank you for being a child of God. Thank you for the love and acceptance of my family. And thank you for being raised to fear the Lord.
Good job.
All right. Next group. Who's it? Andrew, your group. Come on. Come on down. Andrew's group.
I represented the back row crew. Romans 14:17, the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. All right, here we go. Here's what we're thankful for. Thanks for being alive. It's better than heaven to five. Thanks for my wife because she's my life. Thanks for not being alone or not wearing the weird song. Thank you for my friends because they don't pretend. Thanks for being born in Mexico, living in the 210. Thanks, crew, that we're new. Peace out.
Awesome. You guys did a great job. Okay. Micah's group. Come on down. Bobby, your group is next. I know you are. I can see it in the look in your eyes.
Our overall theme is God's mercy and God's grace. So, Ben, did you get that on the projection? No? Okay. Here's the verse, Hebrews 4:16. I'm going to read it. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. Our first entry came from Phil Hansen on the end here. He said God's grace and provision in his life has been so strong that it's his number one thankful. What's going on back there? Shining a light on my face. Okay, number two is me, and I decided to be honest, and it's my God-given gift at being good at everything, so that's what I'm thankful for. And not going to lie. Number three is Marissa, right here, and it's her grandma's provision, and once again, God's mercy. It's just showing in all of us, so that's awesome. And number four is Zoe, right here, and her... The thing that she was most thankful for was loving people. One time a mechanic went to her house and fixed some things, and instead of making her pay the full $72 fee, he only made her pay about $12. So she was really thankful for the loving people, and she says the world needs more. So that is what we're thankful for, and judges, I got all five things, so I think I deserve a piece of pizza.
Okay. Well, obviously the audience doesn't agree. Bobby Sayers' group, come and join us. I thought it was great, personally. That's just me. I'm not a judge. Too bad I'm not a judge.
Going by the theme of Thanksgiving, we decided to name our team Squanto. Each of these four things came from four different people, but they're the views expressed by all of us. The first one is vegetable burgers. And if you think about it, what would have Daniel eaten? The next one is women. Because they bring men companionship and warmth. The third one is Martin Fessler. There's a scripture that says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to all nations." And the fourth one is Chuck Norris's beard because, wait, hold it. It brings hope to all boys that they will one at one time be able to grow a beard. Brian's working on it. If it wasn't for Chuck Norris, he'd be clean shaved right now. So, thank you.
All right. Mike Bell, do you have a group? No. Who's the next group? Oh.
Okay. Are you in our group? Are you sure? Jill, come on. Come on. You're good. All right. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave not his only begotten Son. I think for whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Salvation is our number one. That should be the number one on everyone's list. We're thankful for God's grace that he sent Jesus to die for us and gave us salvation and eternal life. Where would we be without salvation and eternal life? We'd be in hell, and that's not good. So salvation's number one. Number two is health. this has to be number two, because if we weren't alive, then what's the point of having number three and number four? So we're thankful for every breath we take and for the way our bodies were made. When was the last time you went to the bathroom and were just like, man, this is so easy, you know? We should be thankful to God for stuff like that, you know? We should praise Him for the toilets He's given us for all that stuff. I know that has nothing to do with health as far as toilets, but, you know, anyway. So that's number two. Number three is God's forgiveness and grace. When we mess up, God's always there to forgive us no matter what, after we repent. If we don't repent, He's not going to forgive us. But that's kind of, we don't really know that for sure. But anyway, if you repent, you're guaranteed His forgiveness if you're sincere. And a lot of times we do things that we don't really deserve His forgiveness, but He forgives us anyway because He died on the cross and He saved us. And that's what life's all about, kind of. All right, number four, a real pastor. So many churches have pastors who, you know, you hear about on the news, you see on TV, they get up on the pulpit and say, hey, I'm divorcing my wife, but she's still going to be coming to this church, and I'm still going to be your pastor. And everyone claps, and it's all weird. But we have a pastor who is real, and he loves you guys. He's concerned about your eternal life and your spiritual growth. He's not just doing it for a job. He's not just doing it for a paycheck. So let's give it up for Pastor Dave in the back. Let's give him a big hand. And his beautiful wife, Jody Bell. And anyway, that's number four, because without a pastor to lead us, you know, we'd be lost. So I just want to recap: salvation, health, God's forgiveness and grace, and a real pastor. Thank you.
All right. And the final group. Aaron's group, please join us quickly because we're running out of time. Thank you. Who's the spokesperson? I guess me.
I just want to introduce our group first of all. We have Bailey. All right. Aaron, my wife Mandy, and I'm Steven. And we actually wrote a song. Is it okay if I borrow your guitar, Nathan? I'm just kidding. Hey, thank you. Courtesy laugh. Hey, the first thing, this is not in order, but these are the things that we are really thankful for and praise God for. God providing money to go on missions trip with school. That's for Aaron. And trials in our life and being able to lean on God and Him develop us into a person He wants us to be, you know, going through those hardships, and we come out stronger. And we have a verse for that, and Mandy's going to read it. Well, she's going to say it because she memorized it instead of reading it out of the Bible. Should be extra point.
Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts I have for you, thoughts of good and not of evil, plans to give you hope in a future.
Good job. So, number three, opportunities to minister through God-given talents. Number four, God's love for us, even though we're not worthy of it. So that concludes our list, and thank you very much for listening to us. God bless you tonight. And I don't think the judges are listening, but good night.
Awesome. Okay, give everybody a round of applause. It's important that we stay thankful this Thanksgiving. And we heard tonight, I mean, I don't think I really heard too many things overlapping. You know, it's a lot of unique stuff. And everybody did a great job. Each group really thought about it, and I'm impressed with that. But let's keep walking in thankfulness. Whatever. Thanksgiveness. That's when you're thankful for being forgiven, your thanksgiveness. This verse right here, Psalms 107:1. Give thanks to the Lord this Thanksgiving, all right? And a lot of us go to parties or dinners where we don't have a lot of saved families. Just let your light shine, you know? Thank the Lord for stuff in front of them publicly. And right now I'm just kind of stalling as the judges tally up the totals back there. Do we have a winner yet, judges? All right. It's 8:45. We ready? Do we have a winner? All right. Listen up. Here's the winner, the official winner. Okay. Got those variety points. All right, Aaron's group, you guys get pizza and a root beer. Everybody else, give yourselves a big hand. You did awesome. And if you don't like the way things turned out, don't be mad at me. I didn't make up the judging system. You can go look at the scoring system over there. It's a matrix of numbers and made-up letters if you want to go check that out and see why you lost or see what your team score was. If not, we'll see you next Wednesday or Sunday if you're in high school. All right. Love you guys. Bye.